Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100 Yards Football. And, of course, check out our podcast, available anywhere with Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. You can name it. You listen to it each and every single day. Daily uploads, over 1,000 over there, and over 1,000 plus on Facebook and on YouTube. So go over there, leave a comment just saying, hey, love the show. If you have a suggestion for an upcoming episode, please put that in the comments, and we will definitely put it in our upcoming episodes. So let's get into this. The Steelers in 2021. A bit of an iffy year, right? 9-7-1, finished second in the AFC North. Unfortunately, lost in the wild card to the Chiefs, 21-42. So they are hoping to bounce back, have a better season, and get into the playoffs fully this upcoming year. And let's look at this team. Let's look at their schedule, who they've drafted, who they've added in free agency, and, of course, talking about some of their best players. Of course, you got Najee Harris, right, a really good running back last year. Deontay Johnson, a solid wide receiver. T.J. Watt, what more do we need to say? The man was an absolute monster last year. Of course, you have a brand-new quarterback as well. A young man by the name of Kenny Pickett, the only QB selected in round one this year. You have Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, looking good. On the O-line, you got Okafor, you got Daniels, Cole, Dotson, and Moore Jr. looking good. George Pickens, the young man from Georgia, got drafted, is going to be looking good with that black and yellow, with Chase Claypool by his side. Calvin Austin III coming out of Memphis, Tennessee, baby, looking good as well. I think the Steelers really have a good wide receiving core, even though they have lost, of course, a name I did not mention, was Juju Smith-Schuster. He went to the KC Chiefs. But looking also at this team, let's go over to the defense now. Like I mentioned, you got T.J. Watt. We already know what he's done. You got Devin Bush looking solid. You got Miles Jack, who they've got. Alex Highsmith, Levi Wallace, Terrell Edmonds, Minkah Fitzpatrick. You got Witherspoon and Sutton in the backfield as well. Cam Hayward looking good there at the defensive tackle spot. You got Alau and Ajobani in the defensive end, nose tackle spots right there. And of course, you have DeMarvin Leal, young man who you drafted as well, in that defensive tackle spot beside Cam Hayward. So I think this team, man, looking good. They have a very good roster. Let's look at some of the free agents they've selected, some ones they've signed, and some ones who are no longer with the team. Some brand new additions to this Steelers squad in 2022 include James Daniels. You got Levi Wallace, Mitch Trubisky, Demonte KZ, Jannard Avery, Miles Jack, Trenton Scott, and Gunnar Olszewski, and Miles Boykin, to name a few. And also Mason Cole, the center. Some losses that you've had, some guys who are no longer with the team, Taco Charlton, James Washington, Trey Turner. I mentioned Juju Smith-Schuster earlier. Joshua Dobbs, Corliss Waitman, and Ray McLeod are all gone. Re-signed a ton of guys as well. But I think when you're looking at this team, looking at the Steelers squad coming in 2022, I think they're going to be a little bit better. Just depends, though, because, I mean, you had Big Ben Roethlisberger last year as the QB, and you got a new one this year. Is it going to be Kenny Pickett? Is it going to be Mitch Trubisky stepping in? We don't know. So it just depends, I think, honestly, on the quarterback play. I think they've got some great weapons, a really good backfield, some better receivers overall. And I think the defense will have another good year as well, led by, of course, by TJ Watt. And I think the Steelers are looking at a better season this upcoming year. And looking at their schedule, let's see who all they play. Week one, you got a tough one, the Bengals. Then you have another rough game, I believe, with the New England Patriots. We all know what they're about. Then in week three, they're facing the Cleveland Browns. Week four, the Jets. Week five, the Bills. Week number six, you have the Bucks. Week seven, you have the Dolphins. Week number eight, you have the Philadelphia Eagles. You're off in week nine. Go enjoy yourself. Week 10, you come back against the New Orleans Saints. Number 11, back again with the Bengals. Week 12, you have the Colts. Week 13, you get to go to Atlanta and face the Falcons. Week 14, you have the Ravens. 15 is the Panthers. 16, you get to face the Las Vegas Raiders. Week 17, the Ravens one more time. And like I said, to be determined, week 18, if needed, you have the Cleveland Browns. So looking at this team, looking at the Steelers roster, looking at their division with the Bengals, of course, the Browns, the Ravens, it's going to be a little bit tough for them, I think. I don't think they quite take the AFC North yet. I think they battle up there. I think that potentially they could be the second best team once again. But I think the Bengals are really good. The Ravens have improved. We all know the Browns have improved with Deshaun Watson and company. So I still think they fight. I still think they maybe squeak in as a wild card spot once again. But like I said, it all depends on the quarterback play of Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, whoever they go with. It's looking like Pickett, I would assume, if he was a first-round pick. I'm just guessing here, but we don't know quite yet. So we'll see how it ends. We'll see how it turns out. But if you're a Steelers fan, please drop a comment. How do you think your team will do this year? Are you expecting an AFC North championship? Are you expecting a bit of a down year? We'd love to hear your comments on this upcoming team, led, of course, by the long-term head coach, Mike Tomlin and crew. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Lewis. If you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Like I said, we go live each and every week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for our show on Instagram at 100 Football and our podcast, people, anyways, the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. If you have a Google or an Alexa home device, just say, hey, Google, hey, Alexa, play 100 Football, and it will. So go over there, check us out, leave us a review. If you have a suggestion for an upcoming episode, please put it in the comments on Facebook, YouTube, or even the podcast, and we will be sure to put it in our upcoming schedule. Once again, I'm your host, Logan Lewis. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another episode of 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.